Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
All right. It is a Friday. We've had a great Thursday, the NBA draft. So this show will be the NBA draft. I am Devontae. Troy is here with me. We are back together. This will be a Friday thing. You'll be here Thursdays. Of course, you will hear my annoying voice Monday through Wednesday. Oh, man. Troy, how are you, man? How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Just enjoying my weekend, my couple days off before I go back in.
Yeah, it's a little tough, man. A little tough schedule you got, but you're pulling through, man. I will get to baseball. I have to talk about the AL, the American League, and I get to the Tigers. Just on a series of the Reds, because it don't seem like they're going to play with the Indians today. It's a delay, so we'll see how that goes. But, of course, the NBA draft. I was very excited for the draft. I loved most of the kids that got drafted. I've known most of them, seen them play. But I will start. I will start with number one pick, DeAndre Ayton. It's only right that you do that. He is a member of the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns, Troy. I kind of figured that would happen anyway, but now I feel like they got something going. They got something good going for the team. I think the Phoenix Suns, and I'm going to say this, I think they do have a chance to make the playoffs. I know they won 21 games. I know they still got a lot to learn. I know. But this is where I can sell you. Right here. Devin Booker is in the contract year. Next season will be the year that he can make some money. So, and he wants to win. He going to play hard. He going to be the leading scorer. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with Brandon Knight. You know, I don't know if they'll trade him, but Brandon Knight will be healthy, I'm going to assume. Tyson Chandler's still there. Still got Josh Jackson, T.J. Warren. Marquise Chris is a good young player. Ulis is even a good player. They just got Ayton. And they also have Mikal Bridges, which is he's like one of the best players in the draft. So they got a lot of young talent. So if I'm Phoenix, I'm feeling good. You know, you got Ayton, who should win the Rookie of the Year. I think that'll be my vote. But I think we'll talk about that when we get to the September part of the league season will start around the same time as it did this year. But, well, I mean last year. But, you know, I think that Phoenix could be something special. And it'll be fun to watch. If they don't make the playoffs, they will at least be fun to watch. I think that's just great. But I want to hear what Troy, just every auto draft picks, I want to hear how he felt. You know, go ahead, Troy. Just take it away, man. We miss your voice. Yeah, here you
go. I'll turn this fan off real quick so you don't hear it in the background. But let me start off by saying I think the Phoenix Suns will be pretty exciting with all the youth that they have on this team. So many options they could explore, you know, with Josh Jackson, Devin Booker, now adding DeAndre Ayton, who's probably the best player in the draft all around, a big that can stretch the floor, do the dirty work down inside on both ends of the floor as far as rebounding. And shooting, I think his defense could improve a little bit, but obviously playing with a guy like Tyson Chandler, you named a couple other guys, my boy Chris, Marquise Chris, and what's his name? Can't think of his name right now. But his defense will improve playing with this team, I believe so anyway. Real excited about Doncic going to Dallas. Dirk Nowitzki 2.0 is what I kept calling them once. They traded Trae Young, the draft rights to Trae Young in a future second round to, Dallas to get him. That was pretty dope. I think he's going to fit in pretty well. I can't wait to see what he brings. As far as Rookie of the Year, I think it will be Ayton. Why did I get a buzzer on Luka? I have to stop myself and ask why.
I think about Luka, man. I don't think he can be a Dirk 2.0. I don't see it.
That's just a nickname I gave him just being funny. I mean, they're both Middle Eastern players. Besides the San Antonio Spurs, Dallas pretty much believed in Dirk, and they see the same similarities as far as scoring and maybe being a franchise player in Luka. Not saying that he will be. Not saying he's going to be the next Dirk Nowitzki. That's just me, you know what I'm saying? Just stamping a name to him for the simple fact he's playing for Dallas. But I think he'll fit well with Dallas. As far as Ayton, I think the Phoenix Suns will have a better season with those three, Booker, Jackson, and now Ayton. Obviously can make more moves to try to make this team better, but I believe that they're on the rise. It's going to take them a couple of years, but hey, yelling playoffs or anything too early, too soon. I'm going to enjoy the summer league, actually, and watching some of these players play once again. And I can't wait for the season to start. So the Phoenix Suns should be much better. Another team in the West that I will be looking at is the Denver Nuggets. I already thought they were good. They were pretty young. I would have loved to see them in the playoffs this year, but too young, too inexperienced, and I don't think they would have lasted. But they got Michael Porter Jr. Of course, his injury history scares just about everybody. We don't know how far he could go, especially with serious back injury like he had. But the upside is he is a great player. I think he adds a lot of youth and athletic talent, both in and out for the Denver Nuggets, who have my boy Steph Murray, Jamal Murray, Gary Harris. Nuggets are looking to move Kenneth Faried, but we'll see how that unfolds as the offseason continues. Got my boy Joker. They seem like a pretty promising team in the West. Another young team that's on the rise. And happy for Trae Young going to Atlanta. I'm glad that the Cavaliers got Sexton. Don't know if that's going to be enough to keep LeBron James there. We'll have to see. I heard that Kemba Walker still might be in the Cavaliers' sight, so we'll see how that works out. They won't be trading Kevin Love. I don't see them getting Kawhi Leonard. So what else can the Cavaliers bring in through free agency? Maybe Paul George, wait for Dwight Howard to get his buyout from the Nets. I don't know. Really don't care at this moment. Just need to know where LeBron James is going. But really happy for Colin Sexton. Jaren Jackson, the boy, Michigan State, going to the Memphis Grizzlies. Real excited about that. Just seeing where the Memphis Grizzlies are going to go from here. Conley and Marc Gasol, obviously your highest paid players, obviously the only two players that are injury prone throughout the year. Tyreke Evans playing pretty good over there at Memphis. Hit a three each game, I believe he was in. He's not a three-point shooter. My boy Dylan Brooks, twin. I like what Memphis has as well. So I'm very excited for these new pieces to get there and some of these teams to be on the rise because nobody's paying attention to these teams. But I bet you their eyes are starting to open up now and see the bigger picture that they're reaching for. Marvin Bagley going to Sacramento. Have they finally found their franchise player? Too soon to tell. But Marvin Bagley, he's a beast. Like I said, mostly all these players coming out the draft have to work on their defense. I believe that is a must, a key. Some like Mo Bamba, you know what I'm saying, is a defensive threat, can make a immediate, instant impact on the team. And he's going to your defensive Orlando Magic. That could be fun, him and Aaron Gordon. They still got Isaac. Like some of these teams, I'm starting to look at the bigger picture, you know what I'm saying. They're starting to pull together. And it's very exciting. I can't wait for the season to start. I know we still have free agency to go through as well as the summer league, but, man, I've never been so hyped for a season. I'm just as hype about next season for the NBA as I am about the NFL season this year. Not to mention baseball, you know, hockey is done with. Woo-hoo, go Capitals. But baseball as well, you know, I can't wait for the playoffs, World Series, you know what I'm saying? But I am just as excited about next year's NBA season, you know. I'm just as excited for that as I am for the NFL season. But I'm pretty much contempt. I can't say that everybody drafted who I expected them to draft. I did expect a little bit more trading as far as marquee veteran players, you know what I'm saying, not just draft night players. I did expect a little bit more trading. That didn't happen, but it still was a good draft. I was a bit surprised at some of the picks, but I'm not upset. I'm not even upset with the Pistons picks. I think the picks that they made, the trade that they made is pretty good. I think we're a pretty young team, and when we're healthy, we can compete in the East. So as far as the draft goes, I give it an A. I'm satisfied. I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any regrets or think this was a bad move or that was a bad pick. Like I said, I just expect a little bit more trading, getting involved or, you know, but it didn't.
You know,
back to you.
I'll tell you this, man. I really enjoyed most of the picks. I didn't like Trae Young. I think Trae Young is too early. I just don't think he's ready to, you know, I've been off and on with Trae Young. But, you know, it's interesting. I think he's one of the best passers, if not the best passer in this draft. I will give him that. But he still got a lot to work on. In Atlanta, you ran right at him. And, you know, I don't know if I should be upset at them. You know, people talk about, okay, Schroeder's out the door, but, I mean, who's gonna take Schroeder? You just signed Schroeder. You just got him a nice contract. You know, he has the largest guarantee. So, I mean, Trae Young can be your sixth man. He can do that for right now. I don't expect him to start just off the mat, you know. Not that Schroeder stinks it up, but I tell you, Schroeder wasn't bad last year. Schroeder was really good. He deserved that money that he got. He needs to get his – keep his head in the game.
Of course he deserves the money. I don't see how people saying that he didn't deserve it. I mean, if you look at the money he got and the teammates that he had around him, the Atlanta Hawks was not a marquee team in the East. Nobody was expecting them to reach playoffs. Nobody was expecting them to get to the Eastern Conference Final with this team. They just had a good coach and a good point guard, some good young players around them, just not good enough to compete in the East. I mean, yeah, he deserved the money. No Al Horford, no Kyle Korver, no Damari Carroll. They lost much more than that. So, yeah, I believe he deserved the money. And with him being moved, I mean, like you said, who's going to want to take on that contract? You might find somebody, but it's not highly likely that you will. You might be stuck with him, or you might have to, you know, give him up for pretty much peanuts. Somebody would really have to want and need that guy.
Marvin Bagley, I thought that was just – that was – you know, you had to. If he went number one, you just going to get Aiden. So, you know, the Kings, I mean, they were just in the spot. Okay, whoever go first, we get that guy. So and they did, right? Memphis got Jaren Jackson. One of the best in the draft as well. And, you know, Memphis, I told you, they're going to be interested. They're in an interesting spot. They didn't really need to make that pick. Because I feel like, okay, you got Conley, he's going to be good to go. He doesn't have that type of injury where you're like, okay, he's going to miss next season, you know. But I think he's going to be back. You know, it's really on Chandler Parsons. They can run Chandler Parsons. Memphis can really be on the hunt for something special. Unless Chandler Parsons is healthy. Like, that's my only issue. Because he can play when he's healthy. So, you know, I like Memphis. I told you guys, I think they've strive to be in the playoffs too. But if you were up in pitch with Memphis Phoenix, I'm sorry, Phoenix, you're out the door, but you'd be exciting, and I would put Memphis in there. I like Cleveland getting Sexton. I thought that's what they needed, a point guard. They needed that to figure out what they're going to do with George Hill. They don't know. They got to just wait and see about LeBron James, and once we figure out if LeBron's going to stay, then there we go. But Sexton, he wants to, he said, hey, LeBron, we're
going
to go to the
I would line. Love to see a combo of Colin Sexton and LeBron James. That combo could be proven deadly. I know you've seen him wearing Kyrie's number as a Cleveland Cavalier and the message that he had for the Cleveland Cavaliers organization and LeBron James. A little bit of recruiting can't get tampered with for a player who's technically still a Cavalier at this point. But he said, let's do it. Let's get back to the finals. I think that he will be well with or without LeBron James. He's obviously a rookie. He's going to have to go through a learning curve, areas in his game that he has to improve. You have to remember he's only 19 years old. But with his raw talent and his way to get to the basket, his style of playing, I think it fits very well and takes some of the pressure off LeBron James if he was able to stay. And the team still is a playoff team, whether you decide to blow it up or keep it and just add Colin Sexton. They still would have to address, you know, their defensive woes, of course, but I think that would be a nice combo, somebody who can tutor them. You know, I think Colin Sexton fits in very well. With that being said, I just can't wait till the season starts. I would still watch Cleveland if LeBron James wasn't there, simply for Colin Sexton to see how he runs that team along with Kevin Love, who they don't seem to be interested in trading. I don't think anybody wants him at this point. But playing with Kevin Love and a couple of those other guys, you know, I think it'll still be good.
Yeah, Colin Sexton, he is big time. He had a very good tournament. You know, he had played in the round of 32 against Villanova, the champions. And it was just him. And he played excellent. I mean, I give him, you know, all the credit. You know, Spike getting blown out. He had 17. His team was a no-show. And I think him being on a team like Cleveland, who's been in the finals, who has already won a championship, if LeBron stays, it'll be just great. I think it'll be great for the East. But I'm telling you this right now, Boston, they're still going to be tough. They got a steal in Robert Williams. Now, Robert Williams, and I talked about Robert Williams when we talked about draft a lot. That was a steal in the draft because
I think it's
you
crazy.
Got somebody
that's going to State was gonna get another steal. I thought Golden State was going to get another steal in the draft this year. Turns out that Boston has a steal. I'm going to tell you why. This is kind of like the steal from last year. Everybody thought that some of these teams were crazy for passing up on Jordan Bell, letting Golden State get him. Okay, this is probably a different style set of player. But Jordan Bell proved to be very good. He was good in college, and he was good for the Golden State team, even though he doesn't get the credit or recognition. Don't deserve that much, but, you know, he played well in the finals and throughout the season, his rookie year. But with the Celtics getting Robert, that's just crazy. I think that's one of the biggest steals in this draft. And it's funny that you say that because I was just thinking about, you know, Colin Sexton's words of encouragement to LeBron saying, let's go back to the finals. It's not going to be as easy as you think, even if you have LeBron James on your team. Like you said, you'll have to deal with the full healthy Celtics team, Philadelphia 76ers. The Washington Wizards will be there, not knowing what they're going to do, but they'll be there. And I guess the Toronto Raptors, they haven't blown anything up or made any huge trades, have a new head coach. So, yeah, it's not going to be as easy as you think, though. But that Boston Celtics team, especially adding this guy and a couple of others, they draft pretty well. I like the way they draft. They're going to be the team to beat in the Eastern Conference this year. And the only teams that are capable of beating the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference this year, I believe, are Philadelphia and maybe Cleveland if LeBron James stays.
Well, it's interesting, too, in the East because what Philly did, they saved some money. That's why they traded Mikal Bridges. I know people are like, why did they do this? That's one of the reasons why I did it. You know, they still got, you know, some money where they can still get LeBron James.
I didn't
this
expect
year.
Them to trade
they
Mikal
do
Bridges.
It. And even if they don't get LeBron James this year, they can still get a big-time free agent. They're going to be
– That is true. That is very true. I think everybody is missing out on a big picture with this whole LeBron James free agency. Like, you have to keep that in the back of your mind. If you don't get LeBron, you'll still be able to pull in some marquee free agent or trade for him. First and foremost, I didn't think the Philadelphia 76ers would get Mikal Bridges. I thought they were going to get Michael Porter for sure. I mean, I even made jokes about it. Me and my brother were laughing yesterday, and don't think that I'm a mean person or evil person for saying this. But I'm like, hey, Michael Porter Jr. might be a great pick for the Philadelphia 76ers. They draft injured players, and they always do well their second year. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one. I didn't think of it that way. But, hey, and by the way, I didn't even weigh in on Michael Porter to Denver. Hey, if he's healthy, that's a great that would be the biggest deal. If he's just healthy. If he says he feels good, he says he's got some pep in the step, we're gonna see him in the summer league, so we see how he play. It'd be great to play with that young team in Denver. They might actually rise up. And Utah got a steal too, getting Grayson Allen. They got some ACC players over there. Boy, Donovan Mitchell.
I wanted to ask you about that, seeing as how these guys were rivals. You know, they had a little talk at the draft. They hugged it out with Grayson Allen and Donovan Mitchell. And I know you've seen, I can't think of her name, but the reporter for the NBA draft did ask Donovan Mitchell who did he think would go at number 13 and would they be the same breakout star that he was at the number 13 pick. Because as you do remember, he should be a Piston, but he did get picked up with the number 13 pick in last draft and traded. So, hey.
Yeah, but you know, I tell you, Grayson Allen on this team, he's a guy that's dang afraid of the moment. He took over the Final Four in his freshman year, which was the year he had Billy Walker for.
We talked about Grayson Allen before.
Yeah.
Times actually. It wasn't because of his little incidents on the court, but I believe,
right.
And I quote, and I'm not sure, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you said that Grayson Allen could be a good player on one of these young upcoming teams, maybe a contender. He would be good off the bench, not saying that he'd be able to take over a game or lead a franchise, but he would be a key factor in piece or could be a key factor in piece coming off the bench for one of these teams. And going to a team like the Utah Jazz, man,
great coach.
You got Donovan Mitchell. You got Ricky Rubio, Rudy Gobert, Jay
Rudy
Crowder.
Gobert.
You add Grayson Allen to that mix. And, man, that's a danger, another dangerous team in the West that you have to look out for. I think that they're more prepared and maybe more key to make an impact next season in the NBA playoffs, the Western Conference, I should say, than maybe the Denver Nuggets, who's kind of just getting their team together, or the Phoenix Suns. I think Utah Jazz could be the long shot next year over a lot of these young teams just, you know, pulling together. The only other team that you can say could be an instant contender if they get the trades down right and bring the right acquisitions in is the your 2020 Lakers, the Los Angeles Lakers, if they were able to, you know, bring a LeBron James over there or a Kawhi Leonard or, you know, who else were they trying to get? Paul George. If they got Bron and KD, like, I don't see that happening, but, hey, it could. Like, I think that's the only other team in the Western Conference that would make an instant impact next season.
KD wants to leave Golden State because it's more money. Lakers will be able to pay him what Golden State is giving Steph Curry. What if KD wants that money? He ain't going to be able to get in Golden State. If you want what KD is getting, the Lakers will be able to do that. That's why it's possible. LeBron don't need that contract. I mean, LeBron got 5 years left. He's going to probably do a couple of years, two or three. I would say 2 years or 3 years with the option, player option once again. And there you go. But KD, they can pay KD. They can do that. They just got Mo Wagner. That was a good one, good pick the Lakers got. Especially if they're looking to win or even make the playoffs next year or even get to 2020, like I say. And then they got a dude from Kansas, the shooter. The Pacers set themselves up for, you know, something special in the East. You know, no one's talking about them. You know, so, you know, we'll see. Atlanta just got themselves some shooters, and that's what they needed. You know, I told you about Trae Young. I can't be upset. I'm very upset about, Portland. What is Portland doing, Troy? Troy, what is Portland doing? I mean, really?
Well, if you ask me, I can pick out a couple teams I can pick out a couple of teams in the draft I didn't think used their draft pick to the fullest potential, especially with who was left on the board. Speaking of Portland, another team in the same situation as Toronto, I believe that they might be on the verge of blowing everything up. But that's hard to tell, seeing as how they drafted. And don't seem like you want to give up anybody with what you just did. You know what I'm saying? I guess you're just going to be stagnant and stuck in this position for another 2 to 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Unless drastic changes come through trade.
They have to
at this point. But would you really do that now after what y'all just drafted or what you just did?
We can't do it. What you drafted. You drafted yourself a very big-time raw talent. It's a high schooler. It's a high school player. You know, he was somewhere else. And, you know, after, you know, you graduate, especially still in high school, to me, whatever, you know, you want to call it.
That's the new loophole you get when you don't want to go to college. It's kind of like getting drafted straight out of high school. They might fix that sooner rather than later. But with that being said, I like the kid that they drafted, but at the same time, it's like, I don't think they drafted
right
him either. No, he's not ready, but they didn't draft the need. Like, he's not going to make an impact his first year. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have to hit the weight room for one. You know what I'm saying? But I like the kid.
You know, I talked about him, too. You know, reading just scouting reports and a little bit of clips, and I talked about him on my draft show that I did on Wednesday. You know, I was like, okay, I can see him going, you know, late first round, if anything. You know, he has raw talent. Like, to one of these teams that, you know, don't really need to use him, I didn't expect Portland. I did not expect Portland. Like, I expected that out of maybe a Brooklyn Nets or, you know, maybe the Atlanta Hawks, you know, something around here. Because, you know, I definitely didn't see Golden State doing that. I thought, now Golden State got themselves a good player, too, and Jacob Evans, too. You know, he's a guy that can shoot. He can shoot, you know, so he ain't afraid to shoot the ball. You know, so there you go. You with this type of offense, you're definitely a defender. You know, you play for Cincinnati, you got to play defense. Cincinnati had themselves one of the best years, if not the best years in school history in basketball. So, you know, I like that too. It was just a very good draft. I think Spurs drafted well. They always do that. Always find some players that really do well. I think Milwaukee got themselves a big-time steal. You know what you got? The only thing is they just need a big guy that can put us back to the basket. That's all Milwaukee is missing. It's all them skinny. All they got is skinny dudes just running down the court. lanky dudes. If they all they need is a big man. That's it. They get a big man. Maybe we talking Milwaukee possibly winning a championship or even competing, going to the Eastern Conference Finals at least. That's all they need. Because now they just drafted him. That was a steal. And I thought he could fall to Golden State because I know they was looking at him. It's like, ooh, I hope they don't take Dante. Because Golden State was to get Dante. You might as well get him another ring. You go ahead and grab Dante, especially if KD re-signed. But, oh, and Troy. I'm not upset at the Pistons picks. You know, I'm really not a big fan of Bruce Brown. I'm not. But he's a good player. You know, I've watched him in Miami as well, you know, on top of Lonnie Walker. Because, you know, I pay attention to Lonnie Walker. So, of course.
Lonnie Walker is I like Lonnie Walker a lot.
Yeah. You know, Lonnie Walker's a very good player. And, you know, I was very happy for him to go to a team like San Antonio. I think that's why I really like Spurs draft picks. But Lonnie Walker, you know, definitely caught my eye when they drafted him. I said, okay, that's a good pick. They got Lonnie Walker.
If he was a Piston, I'd be extremely happy. The only funny thing that made my night after the draft was, you know, the picture of him with the hat.
Oh, yeah. I remember that picture. That was very, very hilarious. Very hilarious. I was, because at first I was like, okay, what's going on here? But then, you know, his hat. And then I was laughing like you, Troy. So, you know, I had to get my inner Troy on. I like the Landry Shamet from Wichita State. Philly got him. They kept him. Now, that was an interesting pick. You got two hard-working point guards, T.J. McConnell and Shamet. The only thing I had with Shamet is that he was the Wichita State was a very high seed, and that's why they got eliminated in the tournament. And, of course, you know, the Hurricanes. I don't know what the Hurricanes were doing, and that's one of the reasons why I did not care for Brown. That's one of Lonnie Walker had himself a game, but you should have beat Loyola. But you know, up to me. I picked Loyola because that was just one of those 11 seeds that I did like. But you know, I'm not all the way upset. I'm really not. Don't think I'm all the way upset that we got Bruce Brown. Because I mean, a lot of people ask me this today. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, yes, he turns the ball over. He did get hurt. You know, so maybe if they had him, they could have pulled off the win against Loyola. Cause, you know, Lonnie Walker, I expected more of Lonnie Walker in the tournament. But, you know, I'm not too upset about it. But the other kid, Kyrie Thomas, I know you've seen him play, or at least heard of him. I don't know if you've seen him play, Troy. But
I think that was good tattoo. I would have added our draft picks. I just feel like I think we have everything that we need as far as, you know what I'm saying, a point guard, you know, bigs. Health is our biggest factor. And developing the players that we already have. Like Dwayne Casey expressed through his interview, we need to develop Stanley, Luke, and Henry Ellison a bit more and use them to their fullest potential to help out our guys like Blake, Drummond, Reggie Jackson, especially to, you know, lower the risk of injury. We still got Ish Smith and Adam Bruce Brown, Kyrie Thomas to this team can only help, especially with Dwayne Casey's eye of developing players, as expressed before that he did that.
You know, And I think Casey can do that. You know, I mentioned it, you know, Wednesday, just talking about Casey, you know, a little more in depth that he does. He is capable of developing players, you know. I had to, you know, really wake myself up and realize that's what he does. He's done it. You know, Casey has done it, you know, to Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. He's traded from team to team. There's nobody. DeMar DeRozan, he couldn't get you 20 points. And then Dwayne Casey gets there. Oh, there you go. You're going to get 20 points. I need you to go for 28 a year. 26, 27, 28. I need you to do that. And he was able to do that. And that's what I think Casey can bring to the table. That's another reason why Drummond has a chance for MVP. Yeah, I got you back here. That's something. But, you know, I think Casey would. This is a contract here for Stanley Johnson. Do we want to make the same contract, or do we want to get more? Stanley Johnson played better last season. He's only going to play better. And with Casey as his coach, he's going to play better. He can develop
his guys better hard. I would let that be known to everybody in the world. He's not a jump shooter, a spot-up shooter. He played better attacking the rim when he's hot. Of course,
anybody's
just hot.
They
can hit down some of those mid-range shots and three-pointers. But he plays better when he has his head down. He's going to the rim.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's going to work on that shot. I'm sure that Dwayne Casey will have him work on that shot. Because, I mean, he was shooting more this year. He was definitely doing that. This team, hey, they all love to shoot. You got Reggie Bullock. He's going to knock him down. He's going to set him up nicely because I really like Reggie Bullock. So this is going to be an interesting season for the Detroit Pistons where I can honestly say that I can see them making playoffs, especially if they're healthy. John Lurks stay healthy. You know, if they're just going to make it work with those guys that they have under contract for next season, why not? Why not, man? And Reggie Jackson be ready to go game one, whoever we play. And I think it'll be a very exciting day. I will hope that we play Toronto to start us off. And I honestly don't know. Another thing about the draft, I don't know what the Knicks was thinking. You know, Kevin Knox caught me by surprise, anybody from Kentucky, but that was just a surprise. And I figured they probably wanted the Bridges, maybe Porter, you know.
Well, if another draft pick, once again, I thought that would turn into Michael Porter Jr. Once again, surprised me, but I actually like Kevin Knox. I mean, I know the Knicks fan doesn't. Maybe it'll be like a Kristaps Porzingis thing. He did kind of get the same type of, you know, ovation Kristaps got when he was drafted to prove people wrong. But I thought that, you know, they probably would have got a Michael Porter Jr., like you said, maybe Bridges. But with that being said, I like Kevin Knox. He has a lot of upside, real hard, gritty player. Let's see what he brings, you know, to this Knicks team.
Yeah, and another thing, I know that, you know, I talked about Portland, but I do remember that they did trade to get Gary Trent, and that's a good pick. You know, he's a freshman, who, you know, very good at a shooter, very good outside scorer. He will shoot shot. So you got something off the bench, you know, that can shoot. You ain't got to rely on Lillard and McCollum. So you at least have that coming off the bench. I will give them credit for that. So, you know, Portland, you know, Oregon people in the house, you know, I will give them credit for that. They still have horrible draft years. I know you guys dealt with that, but I'm just saying. Maybe this Anthony guy would be good in a couple of years. Also think Houston. Houston did a good job in the draft, too. With the circumstances they had, they did trade to get Vincent Edwards. And, you know, I've talked about Purdue a lot, you know, over the years, the past two seasons pretty much in college. You know, of course, with my guy that isn't getting any playing time for Portland, Caleb Swanigan. Listen, that was a good pick by Portland, Caleb Swanigan. That was a steal, but I don't know what's going on with that. You start playing him. But, you know, Vince Edwards, you know, he was part of the big three with Carson Edwards and Vince Edwards and Isaac Hayes. That was the big three. They didn't have Isaac Hayes. They probably would have beat Texas Tech. But what Vince Edwards brings to the table for Houston is that he can shoot. You know, he's definitely a good rebounder. He's not afraid to pass the ball. You know, he's not one of the best defenders, but he can still play some defense. But he's not one of the best defenders. So, you know, Houston got themselves a good player. And they also got DeAnthony Melton. You know, that's a defender. They got a defender like that. He's not a shooter, but that's your defender, you know, off the bench. He can guard multiple positions. So that's also a good thing. So I'll give Houston a shout-out as well. And I just want to make sure I'm not forgetting anybody at all. So I don't think I am. Make sure I got everything out the way. Okay, and I like Jalen Brunson. So I'm glad he got drafted. Went to Dallas. So, you know, Dallas got more point guard depth. You see, they're probably not going to sign Steph Curry to a new deal. That'd be interesting if Steph Curry goes to Golden State, Troy. Wouldn't it? to the brothers in Golden State?
Well, I think it'd be interesting. I mean, it'd be a nice reunion, as I should say. You remember Clay and Seth were both on their G League or D League team, it was at the time. And I think it'll be crazy. It'd be silly. More firepower. Hey, anything's possible.
Yeah, Mitchell.
I like
I love the brothers. I know I watched Steph Curry in college big time. And, you know, I watched him even with Dallas. I thought he was pretty good in Dallas when he was healthy. You know, all that good stuff. One more thing, Troy, because I want to hear your take on this Kawhi Leonard situation. Because we haven't talked about it. So how do you feel about Kawhi Leonard and all this crazy stuff going on with him and the Spurs organization?
How do I feel about Kawhi Leonard saga is what many are calling it nowadays. What I'm hearing from TV anyway, the Kawhi Leonard saga with the San Antonio Spurs organization. How do I feel? I don't have a solid answer for you. I guess I'm numb to the situation, or how you say, really don't care at this point. With that being said, we know what the whole deal is about. Rumors continue to pop out. Kawhi Leonard not being happy, not feeling like Greg Popovich, Tony Parker, and maybe a couple notable others had his back during the situation. Criticism, self-criticism brought upon himself of his own doing. The whole medical staffu. I'm really numb to it at this point. Kind of tired of talking about it. I know we never talked about it, but how do I feel about it? I'm numb. At this point, I don't think the relationship is too damaged. Kawhi Leonard still could end up being a Spurs. The Spurs do not have to trade him. With that being said, Kawhi Leonard would be turning down a chance at a Supermax deal, which can be a little bit more, under $219 million. He doesn't seem to care about that. Rumors that he wants to go home to Los Angeles, preferably the Lakers over the Clippers. I know the Lakers have inquired about him. Cleveland have called about him. They already slammed the door in both of their faces, to what I am told, until the deal sweetens up. Secret meets between him and Popovich. I don't know if those went well or how they went. So I'm completely numb to it. We hear the rumors about Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and PG maybe finding their way to Los Angeles. Maybe Kawhi Leonard getting traded to Cleveland if Cleveland has enough to offer. I think that window is way beyond closed. And it all, you know, once again, lands with the Spurs' decision, for the simple fact it's not like he has a clause or anything in his contract preventing them from sending him somewhere he doesn't want to go. So, of course, they're going to try and look and get the bigger deal. But according to the owner, Rick Buford, he wants to keep Kawhi Leonard. He's going to try and keep him. He doesn't want to trade him. He doesn't want to deal him. And in the words of Greg Popovich, if he were to get dealt, I don't think that he would end up in the Western Conference, for the simple fact we're not going to trade fire for fire and trade one of our franchise players to a team that can possibly whoop our ass or dethrone us in the NBA playoffs. A lot more to play into it. Like, we don't know how many more years Greg Popovich is going to coach. I mean, the man is, what, 70-plus years old. Maybe the heated discussion between him and Parker and a couple of teammates that said maybe he was milking his injury. Maybe that's bad blood between there. He doesn't want to play with these guys anymore. Really a series of things that can come, you know, to why he wants to leave. I can see why he would want to leave the organization at Great Spurs. You know, organization like this, built on winning championships, under a great coach for now. You guys have a pretty unique and good team there with LaMarcus Aldridge, DeJounte Murray. You still have, you know, the old heads there that contribute as much as they can, like Ginobili and Tony Parker, who can really tutor you. Nice young players, and Kyle Anderson. I can't forget you still have Danny Green there as well, Patty Mills. I like that team. So as to why you would want to leave, I'm not sure why. If you were healthy enough to play, I guess you should give it a go. But you know your body better than anybody else. I'm not going to sit up here and argue about that with you. They still got to the playoffs. They still fought in the playoffs. They could have did better with you, but they got further. Nobody expected them to get as far as they did without you. So with that being said, whether he remains a Spurs, the relationship is fixed, everybody take back what they said about him, or if he's dealt, you know, to another team in the West Coast, or if he's dealt over in the East Coast, maybe to Philadelphia or Cleveland or, I don't know, Toronto or the Celt- Celtics. I've heard many teams call and acquire about him. I'm sure every team is on the phone acquiring about him right now to see how they can get him. West Coast, I guess the Lakers will have the best chance, along with maybe the Pelicans or maybe Oklahoma as my third team. As the three teams in the East, I would guess Philadelphia will probably be number one. Or maybe, let me take that back, Celtics will be number one, then Philadelphia. Possibly Cleveland, even though Toronto could use him much more than Cleveland could, for the simple fact we don't know if LeBron James is staying or not. But with that being said, to answer your original question, how do I feel about the whole situation? I'm numb to it. I'm tired. You know, I'm just ready to see what happens. Either they're going to keep him or they're going to trade him somewhere that he obviously is going to have to learn to like or not like at all. But with that being said, that's what's so exciting about free agency. When July 1st hits, I think, you know, he'll either be a Spur or he'll be moved in that deadline of the offseason. I'm just worried about the summer league and, you know, where my main man is going. Pistons are pretty much set. I'm just worried about where LeBron James is going or where he's staying. And we'll know what Kawhi Leonard's future holds.
You know, I think he's going to stay. Because, I mean, the Spurs is not in the rest.
Not to cut you off real quick, though, Devontae, I'm not going to say this in a vain or try to send shots, but I felt like the Cavaliers were in the same situation with Kyrie Irving, and they handled it in the most grotesque way you could. With that being said, like Popovich said, he's not going to trade one of his franchise players to a rival, and they traded Kyrie Irving to the Boston Celtics, and now the Boston Celtics are more than loaded and set. Before they even make any trades this offseason and before the draft, they were already loaded and set to dethrone Cleveland in the East. And that seems like a big mistake, seeing as how the pieces that you got back that were injury prone, you know, that year that you got them but could have, you know, contributed to this year are now traded away and gone, with Isaiah being with the Lakers for now, Crowder with Utah, and, you know, you kept Zizic in a draft pick, you know what I'm saying, that just didn't equal up to what you got or what you gave the Celtics. So with that being said, I think the Spurs will handle it in a more smarter, you know, a smarter way and get the most out of a franchise player like Kawhi.
They're definitely going to do that. They're very, very good GM executive over there. They do a great job. They know what they're doing. But I gotta just go, and I'm just looking at stuff here, and I'm not even gonna talk about the quality of thing right now. But because we were talking about the NBA draft, you know, I love to look at mock drafts, and at all of these young players that could come out, they all would be freshmen in college, you know. And then how could I forget Duke having? I think Duke is gonna probably win it. I'm gonna just tell you just flat out, Duke should win it all next year. you already know with Williamson, but we have to forget about RJ Barrett. You know, and he could be a number one pick according to the mock draft. But you know, I forgot all about RJ Barrett. You know, so I'm gonna be looking at a lot of Duke games this year. I want to see how they do, how the young guys do. And I can't even forget about Cameron Reddish. As well, you know, it will play the two and the three spot. So, I mean, they're going to be fun to watch. I'll let you know that. So, you know, we'll see what happens in next year draft. But, you know, you can at least, I don't even know who would have the first pick in the draft. I can't even call it. Can't even guess. Because I know Boston has Sacramento pick, I believe. Yeah, so, and I think it's unprotected. So, the Celtics will get another good player. That's why the Celtics are just winning. They're like, okay, Kyrie, you're with us next year. If you want to leave, you go ahead and leave. We'll pay Terry Rozier. We'll go ahead and draft another good player. We got like three first round picks next draft. So, I mean, Celtics is chilling. I mean, they just stole from the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, they spanked the Brooklyn Nets on that deal. They just give, okay, oh, you want Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce? Oh, here you go. You have a season? First round pick 2019? Oh, thank you. I'll take it. So, you know, they just really just spanked. They really spanked it. They just finessed the whole system, Troy. I mean, just the genius mind of Danny Ainge. Once again.
Well, that comes down to management, and it works out for this team. You hope that every general manager will be able to finesse and work out some deals to set their team up for the future and set them up for winning now. But with that being said, I feel like, you know, Charlotte got fleeced by the Nets this year with the Dwight Howard deal, but I'm not going to go into that. I'm pretty sure you saw it in the details of it, and now Dwight Howard wants to buy it. So that works out for them, you know, completely.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll definitely see. Also, I got to see about Nazir Little because he got my last name, so I got to find out if he's family or not, man. I'm going to have to go see about that. You know, going to North Carolina. So, you know, I definitely get something going. Maybe we have a famous athlete, my family, finally. But, anyways, let's move on to baseball. I don't believe the Tigers game started yet. Let me just take a look-see. No, it's still delayed. Did they get any word on cancellation? I know it's raining here when it rains here. And then they had a game in Cleveland. It don't look like it's going to be playing. So, you know, I will get to the Tigers and the Reds series, but I want to talk about the American League. There are three teams who has 50 wins. And in a minute, it's going to be four teams because we got Seattle. And Seattle's playing Boston really hard right now. Good series going on, too. Philly and Washington's playing. That's a good series. Arizona and Pittsburgh is a good series. I would say Cubs and Cincinnati because Cincinnati is kind of hot right now. But they're still a lot of games back. But which one of these teams is best team? The Yankees, Red Sox, or the Astros? And I'm going to be biased. We'll go with the Yankees. The Yankees lineup.
No, I'm not a Yankees so fan, scary. But you know I'm going with the Yankees too out of those three teams.
Yeah, man, that's scary. I mean, that lineup is crazy good. Now, they're going to shut out right now. Yarbrough is having a decent game, but I think that's going to stop. CC is having a good game. They got Gardner back, does have a base hit. But this team is just all power. It's amazing. It's good to see Giancarlo starting to hit. Like, now it's like, okay, Giancarlo going for 50 again. You know, Aaron Judge, it's Aaron Judge. Gleyber Torres, that was the guy I talked about, you know. I got people talking so bad about the Yankees, and I said, don't even forget about Gleyber Torres because he had himself a good spring training, and it translated right into the regular season, and he has 14 home runs. He's tied with Didi Gregorius and Gary Sanchez with 14 home runs. You know Gary Sanchez getting 30. So you adding Torres to the mix to get 30 home runs, and Didi's going to be close to 30. You know, Didi got to get his swagger back because he had a good April. But Aaron Hicks even has 10 home runs, so he'll probably finish with 20 or 18, somewhere around there. You know, Brett Gardner.
Yeah, definitely nice, but yeah, that team is just scary, though, man. I told you at the beginning of the season that the Yankees were the team to beat, not the Lions, but the Tigers wouldn't be the worst team in MLB. I'm sticking to that. I'm not a Yankees fan. It's just facts. Fans boo Giancarlo. I told him he's playing in cold weather. Now I just wait for him to heat up. And he's fitting in nice. Judge comes back even better. Bullpen is still running great. And now you even got other guys that are contributing in ways that might not show up on the stat sheet all the time. But this is a very scary team. I like to call it a death lineup. Especially when everybody's on or at least having an average to good day. Bad news.
Yeah, that's true. And Baltimore is the worst team in baseball, and that's very tough to see. But, you know, they don't have Tim Beckham. You know, Trey Mancini, he's out. I mean, these are updated injuries. Richard Blair is out for the year. That's their pitcher out the bullpen, like him. Chris Tillman, the starter, says he's going to be back in the beginning of July, so really soon. Chris Davis is hitting horribly. I mean, Manny Machado is pretty much your offense. Adam Jones still good. Danny Valencia. You know, they're just missing some guys. You know, Tim Beckham. Not, you know, it sucks that he's been out. You know, he's only played 23 games. So, you know, they're just missing some guys. And Dylan Bundy is starting to get his swagger back because he was god-awful. But he's getting the swagger back. Don't know what's going on with his club. Kevin Guzman, Andrew Cash. I mean, these guys are just not stepping up. You know, the bullpen is not doing well. So, yeah, I mean, kudos to the Tigers for overachieving because they should not be this good. Really, they shouldn't. They can't hit for home runs for nothing. They can't hit for power. Miggy's out for the year. So, what do they have? I mean, Jamer Candelario.
Out, but you're still competing, Devontae. That's the main thing you want to see out of your team. Red Wings.
After watching that Cincinnati Reds game,
but
this,
bro,
is where, this is where our season
still
is going to be. This is where we're going to go down. Compete the first half of the season, but then the second half rolls along. And when we get close to that All-Star break, which is in a few weeks, about a month, I should say, less than a month away. And then after the All-Star break, too. I mean, that's it. After seeing that Cincinnati game, it made me realize. Like, it's like, okay, you're going to trade Michael Fulmer. He's probably going to go to the Yankees because the Yankees need that type of guy. You know, I wouldn't be surprised they traded him to the Indians. But if I'm the Tigers, I want to trade him to the Yankees. You get one of the young players, you know, in their farm system. Go ahead and do that because, you know, we ain't going to do nothing. They're giving us hope. This is what I was afraid of. That the Tigers would play this way, give us hope to beat the Indians. Because they sweep the Indians, then what? They could lose to Oakland. Now, Oakland is not a bad team this year. This is one of the most heavy-hitting teams in the majors. And unfortunately, they got to deal with that division. So they're going to miss the playoffs because they got to deal with
Nashville. Say, it doesn't matter how heavy they
are. They're going to miss that division.
They're
going to miss
division.
Out.
It's just not going to care.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what this team has brought to you. Matt Olson is a power guy. Jed Lowry, he's turned into a power guy. You have Matt Chapman. And you already know Chris Davis. Chris Davis is automatic power. You're going to get that. He got the power when he was in Milwaukee. And when they brought him here, I said, oh, that's a power guy right there. So they're going to just play hard every night, the Oakland A's. And they come here on Fireworks Day. Here in Detroit, they'd be here. The game starts at 3 something. It starts really early, of course, because of the fireworks. It could be a long rest of the season for the Tigers. They could just fail just like that and end up being at the bottom of the division, being close to the Kansas City and the White Sox of the world in that division. Because Minnesota, they're underachieving. They're supposed to be way better than this. And they always do well in the second half of the season. They're always that team that just themselves. But then we go to Toronto. We go to the Cubs on 4th of July week. Well, you know, that Tuesday and then that Wednesday, which is the 4th of July. So we go to the Wrigley Field. That'll be fun. Texas comes here. They bring power. Now, Tampa Bay, I'm going to be 1,000% sure Chris Archer comes back for the Tampa Bay star, unless he gets traded. Unless Tampa Bay trade Chris Archer, which is very possible. And then we go to Houston. This is where the schedule gets tough. You're not going to go to Houston. You probably won't even win a game. You're probably going to face JV, which would be must-see TV. This is going into the All-Star weekend, or week. Then you play Boston. Boston, Kansas City, Cleveland, Cincinnati comes here. Oakland again. You go to the West Coast, you never do well on the West Coast. You're just not a power-hitting team. This is where the season is going to fail, Troy. I'm sorry to tell you. This is where I think I'm going to be right this time. You was right. Okay, they're not going to be the worst team. But this is where the season is going to fail. Then all hope is gone. And then you're like, okay, it's all right. Because we expected this. We have to get ready for the Detroit Lions, Troy. By the time Lions get there,
I'm already ready for the Detroit Lions. Had the worst offseason in NFL history, I believe, this season. Okay, not in history, but we did have one of the worst NFL offseasons. I am ready for the Lions. I'm ready for fantasy football. I really don't know who's setting that up, but to stick to the main subject, which is baseball. I'm just going to wait on the Tigers. We played pretty good with Miguel Cabrera. We could surprise you. I believe they surprised everybody, including some of the analysts in baseball today, seeing as how Baltimore is the worst team, could be the fact that they're injured, very injured, more injured than we are. But the Tigers are still fighting. We can't hit for power, especially with no Miguel Cabrera. With that being said, we are still competing. And at the end of the day, that's all you really can ask for. If this is where they fall flat, like you said, it's something that we expected. I'm just proud of the fact that, you know, they got a chance to, you know, show their ass and actually play their game and, you know, show us something, that they're working on something.
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, it'll be very interesting with the Lions. You know, we talk about Matt Stafford. Can he finally get his playoff win? You know, it's going to come to the quarterback. That's what it comes down to. And we'll see if he can do that for us. And it'll be great. So, I don't want to say the worst in history. I know you changed that up. But, you know, I don't see it being that bad under the circumstances that you went for need. You know, and it's not even over yet. You can still trade to get Gronk. You're one of the teams that can get Gronkowski right now, because the Patriots are going to trade him to any team that has ties to the Patriots. And we're one of those teams. He's probably going to get traded. And if he gets traded, it'll be in the middle of the season. Not like he won't be able to come here. I mean, if we're able to get Gronkowski, then he can start putting us on the map to possibly win this division. Possibly, because Minnesota is still that good, and I still think Green Bay is going to be good. Green Bay had one of the best off seasons probably I've seen Green Bay have. Good drafting, good free agency. Got Aaron Rodgers, get him healthy. Got themselves a backup quarterback just in case. The quarterback that's better than what you had last year. So, yeah, you know, look at that. Can't wait to get to the big-time football discussions. Can't wait to talk fantasy football, help you guys out, help myself out. Cause I'm due for another championship.
Like I said, let me know when you find out whoever's setting it up. If we're going back through ESPN, if we're doing standard PPR, like we got plenty of time. But like I said, just let me know so we can get everybody on board.
The winner has to do it, so Rail has to do it. So we have to talk to Rail, because I think that's
we leaving it to high man, Mr. Tweed.
Yes, yeah, Mr.
Come
Tweed.
On.
So, I mean, hey, he won it. It's fair. He's going to get first pick, so there you go. Yeah, that's how I go, because they don't randomly give out first pick. Whoever creates it gets first pick.
I don't have a problem with him getting first pick. My problem is his commitment, smoking all that ganja.
He wasn't
is
committed.
Is he actually going to remember to even set up the league?
You know how that goes. Yeah, I don't know, man. I got to give a shout-out to the Indiana Fever. WNBA. I haven't talked to WNBA in a while. They had their first win. I was like, when are they going to get their first win? And they did get it last weekend, Saturday. They beat the Atlanta Dream. You know, they lost at Atlanta, and then they blew out Atlanta. They blew them out at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. They did it. So they're moving on up. Now, that'd probably be the only win they get. Maybe. But, hey, got to give them a good shout-out, man. Victoria Vivian's Lurretang. Kelsey Mitchell, not the rookie, stepping up. That's pretty much all they got anyway. But what's going on around WNBA? The Sparks do hold the best record. Phoenix Mercury is right there. Phoenix Mercury, this is their time to shine, Troy. This is it. You got to do it this year, Phoenix. Diana Taurasi, she's going to be done this year,
Mercury.
I believe. So.
That's you.
Oh, no, that's just your team. No, this is the year for them to do it, but the Sparks are
never
favorite.
Doubted them.
The Sparks are the favorite, and I don't know what's going on with the Minnesota Lynx. And they might not even make the playoffs. But it's just so tight right there.
I don't even want to talk about the Lynx. We were talking about Maya Moore being the Jordan of the WNBA. Now we talked about the Lynx not even making the playoffs. That's just sickening.
But they can't make a run. You know, just 11 games in, but they got 18 more left. However many games they play regular season. But... You know, the Mystics are up there. They're still one of those teams. I think it'll be Sparks, Mercury, or even the Storm to win. I think Storm have a chance because they can shoot. They can shoot lights out. But Phoenix, the veteran team. Sparks have the deepest team. Phoenix is the veteran team. Seattle is the shooters. They have two veterans as well. Got some veterans, too, in Seattle. I'm not going to say that they're not veterans. I mean, all three of these teams are veteran. Lay it. Connecticut Sun has good talent, good young talent, Mystics.
I never hear you talk about the Dallas Wings either. I wonder why.
Well, the Dallas Wings should be better than 5-5, I think. They're 5-5 right now, yes. Now, the thing is, I like Skylar Diggins. Y'all know that. Cam Page, the big girl. That's it. Will Johnson is injured. But Kayla Thornton, you know, we got to get something out of her. Kayla Davis, I don't know what's going on with some of these girls. Because, you know, I would give Karima some credit. You know, Karima, she's missed some games too due to injury too. But, you know, it's really the Skylar Diggins and Liz Cambage show. Where next year, you know, if they keep Skylar Diggins and Liz Cambage together and they get another young girl or something, get somebody in the draft that can, you know, play with them, then yeah, Dallas would be good. If you got one of these young teams, I want to see Skylar Diggins finally get in a position to win a ring, which could happen. But, you know, today on ESPN2, you will see Asia Wilson against Tina Charles. That's going to be a big-time matchup. The big girls, big women, they're going to dominate the centers. They're two of the top five scorers in the league. Brianna Stewart leads the league in points right now, 22 a game. Just for your info, Asia Wilson will win the Rookie of the Year. So that you can already book that. It's going to be Rookie of the Year. So it's going to be quite interesting, WNBA. Can't wait till we, you know, get further. Can't wait till y'all start weekend for them as well. And all that good stuff. For those, we will be here Monday. I was thinking of going to the fireworks, Troy. Well, I'll be here Monday. I know you probably got work. I was thinking of going to the fireworks, but I don't think I'm going to go. Just because I know how long it'll take for me to get to my destination. Downtown fireworks, for those that don't know, I call it the annual purge. Somebody always gets shot. I don't try to be funny, but it's usually the case. I've been there a lot in my younger days. Now it's about the NBA draft, the ages from yesterday. But, yeah, it's just going to take about a couple of hours to get to my destination. And then leaving is just so bad because it's traffic everywhere. I do know a little bit of shortcuts now that I'm always in downtown area about twice a week. So I do know shortcuts, but it's probably a hassle leaving my destination. But going out into the street, it'll probably take, well, who knows? I haven't drove to the fireworks in so long, but I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I loved it when I took the bus. It was the best thing ever. Taking a bus to the fireworks, stretched out Grand River, your downtown, and there you go. There you go, Troy. But I will be here Monday. Troy is, I'll tell you, Troy, I don't know why Troy just don't want to do it on Saturday or Sunday, well, before he goes to work, or any time before he goes to work if he wants to. He has access. I'm sure he wants to get his voice out there. I'm sure you guys would rather hear Troy than me anyway. You know, he's the logic one.
Well, just took this week to get used to my work schedule, sleeping habits down. Trust and believe I will be able to do shows before I go to work, or, you know what I'm saying, Thursday, Friday for sure. Saturday, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'll be able to do it on the weekend. Just had to adjust to the schedule. But trust me, you're not going to be hearing less than me. I will be on.
Yeah, I think they'd rather hear you. I won't even be long. It's going to be a short week next week due to the fact that it's going to be some baseball to talk about over the weekend. So I have fun with that on Monday. Have a little fun with the fireworks this time. I've spent fireworks and just great. It'll be fun. So have a good weekend. Great weekend, everybody. It's going to be a wet weekend here. Can't do anything outside. It's been raining all weekend. That sucks.